So let's go on to the eighth love habit.
The eighth and final one. Men will often die after being caught.
Yeah. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, this one for smart women, they play the sport of fishing right by understanding and following the principle of catch and release. Now, if there's anyone that's from like Missouri or Mississippi, they don't do catch and release, generally speaking. They catch a fish and cook it and kill it.
Right, they catch, kill, and eat it.
Yeah, which is no different than water hunting. But catch and release is this idea that you give each other space because you don't want to kill the romance in a guy. You don't want a romantic deadweight.
No.
That you caught him. I got him, and now I'm going to control him and change him. Well, then he won't have the life force in him. So I'd say give each other space, manage your upsets, and you manage your upsets by understanding. You manage your upsets by letting go of the little things. I would say repair with forgiveness. I think this is one of the things that women tend to be better at, but not everybody is. You forgive. There's that thing, you forgive but you don't forget. Well, you got to forgive and you kind of have to forget. And I would say is you forgive and you move on.
Right.
So this whole idea of moving on, move forward, that's a great idea to time does not stand still. You move forward. I would say don't break the trust. So anything about cheating, whatever that definition is, whatever your morals or your age group, you know, I advise teenagers that are 15 and 14 sometimes on the answer man and says, he cheated. He talked to someone at class. Well, at certain age, that's cheating.
Right.
But, you know, whatever that is. So don't break the trust.
Okay.
And then I also say that once you're a couple, you want to find new areas to grow. So you want to find things that are new because one of the basic human needs, aside from security, is for new experiences. So make sure that you have new experiences and you can grow together because that's where you have deeper roots. You focus more on giving than getting. I think that's a principle that some people have heard, but that's something to really focus on, that you get everything as a result of what you've given.
And yes. I love this concept, and I think it's important because so often when we operate out of scarcity or lack, we're just taking because we're afraid there isn't going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when you learn to give and receive, it's just such a more mutual and effortless experience.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I like about talking to your group, the people out there that are listening, is that if they're somehow connected with you because of breakups, because that's your specialty?
Well, that's where it starts. And the group tonight is really, they've all moved on from their breakup and they're now getting back out and they want to be better daters. They want, some of them are ready to find love. Some of them are still figuring out what's next for them. But they're really here to discover how to be their best selves. And that's why I love the stuff you've been talking about tonight, because it's how to be their best self when relating to a man.
Right, and kind of a new way of understanding. I have two things. I say that it's the fishing metaphor is something I understand really at a deep level because I grew up as a fisherman.
Yeah.
And then and then this idea of metaphor from Tony Robbins, but also I'm a guy, and you can interview a zillion guys, but it's a lot different than actually asking a guy who, you know, like I said, I was the ultimate wingman, so I'm kind of the guy who I've always been like this. I didn't just study it. I was also a florist for 13 years, so even as a little kid, my family's in the florist business. Men would come in to buy a dozen roses for their wife, send it to their business, and I'd have to write the card for them because the typical American man would say, well, I've spent $40, she'll know it's from me. I go, well, just say you're really special, you know. Something like that.
That's awesome. So you were writing cards for these men.
Yeah. So that's why when women who got to know me and I'd write cards, I'd go, it's just, I'd have to mix it up a little bit. I couldn't say, you're so special. You know, because they'd know that that's my Flora Steve writing the card.
Right, right.
And then I think that the final thing, catch and release, is the understanding that you're not really catching a man. You have the man as a partner, and you and him together create magic moments. So you're finding a partner to create future magic moments. So that's what you're doing. And catch and release is this idea of that's what you're doing. You're creating magic moments, because lots of times women are so focused on just the bait and hooking them, not realizing that that's only gets you to the first year or so. You've got to you have to keep building this stuff so it has momentum. And then there's an expectation that this is a person that is really special.
Yeah.
That she can make a magical moment out of some simple thing. So that there's really quite a lot to that. And I think the women out there can talk amongst themselves and create their own ideas for that. I'm just saying that that's the principle behind it.
That's great. I think that's really important, because it is, you know, I think a lot of times when we meet someone and there's so much fear, and again, scarcity comes into it, so we just want to kind of hoard them. But by giving them freedom to be who they need to be, it actually builds a more beautiful relationship.
Right. The more freedom you give them, the more of a message you're sending out that I trust you or I have faith in you.
Yes.
Now, this is why you have to pick a good guy.
Yeah.
Bad guy, too much space, he turns into a bad guy. But, I mean...
yes, he does.
Yeah, but it reveals the truth that, you know, the truth will set you free. So, but I think a woman who's aware of this stuff, I wish I could, like, talk to each of the people out there individually, because they all have their own individual things. But let me just say what the bottom line to all of what I'm saying here
yes.
is that catching a man is like catching a fish. And all you have to do is develop a deeper love for the sport. And then when you're in the sport, that you fish for joy. And
I love that. Wow.
Yeah. And then you just find fishing buddies. They'll go out there, and then you're looking for a partner so that you can go out and create magic moments.
That's fantastic.
We'll call that love. And it builds in different ways. It's just a great way of approaching life, too.
Yeah. Well, I think it is, because when you come from a place of joy, it really changes the energy around you. And like you were saying, the vibe you have with somebody, those are important things to think about. And so if you're operating from a place of joy and a place of self-satisfaction, it's so much better than feeling pressured or stressed or frustrated about dating or whatever it is that you're feeling frustrated about.
Right. And if anybody gets in that position, they have to take a time out.
Yes.
Take a break. And recenter, because you go, okay, what am I doing wrong here, or what's wrong with the relationship that it's not bringing joy?
Right.
Or lots of times when you start having that, the joy disappears very quickly.
Yeah.
And the non-joy comes up really fast. So that's, I think a lot of women want to work out the problems and get in his face. It might be better to just take a time out.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's really important.
Yeah. If you spend too much time bickering, that energy will be anchored in, as they say in NLP.
Yeah. It will. It absolutely will.